Welcome back, my paladin. I missed the sight of your golden armor here at the manor. You put me through such a cycle of emotion. I feel sad when you leave, then I anticipate your return, and then finally you come back and I'm delighted. It's all so delicious. I love feeling my feelings, don't you? Oh, you think I offer false flattery? You are dear to me. You're the only one I can trust around here. Won't you have a seat? I had a pitcher of lemonade brought up for you. Come now, don't make me coax you. There's no need to stand on ceremony. No need to freshen up beforehand. We're old friends at this point, aren't we? I enjoy the look of you when you come home to me. There's a bit of dirt under your fingernails, and I like that. There's nothing quite as interesting as a bit of golden armor with some tarnish. When you live like me, the grime of hard work becomes so appealing. Why, the sweat you must work up from swinging that warhammer around. I'm sure it could be bottled as an aphrodisiac. Now, have a seat. That's an order. We'll pour you some wine and get you fed. Or lemonade. I wasn't sure if you drank or not. I have your written report, but sometimes there are things you can only say to your employer in person. Did you have any difficulties in the field? The rebels can be resourceful sometimes, can't they? It would be charming if it wasn't so frustrating. But you're a paladin, a natural leader. The troops look up to you. You've really rallied them. They're very focused these days. And that's why I'm so glad you accepted my offer to work for me. I wouldn't be able to command them as you do, and I'm much more comfortable here, away from the fighting. There's more room to stretch out. Even if I am an accomplished sorcerer, I come from a long line of them, you know. Maintaining control of this land has been such a handful. I wrote to the Empress about the situation weeks ago, but I think she's more concerned with her castle full of suitors. You really were an answer to my prayers, you sweet paladin. I'm so glad your church was open-minded enough to allow mercenary work for its holy warriors. Of course, not without a generous donation on my part, but that's how the game is played. Tell me something. You've been working for me for 3 months now, and I've wondered this since the moment I laid eyes on you. Do your gods demand celibacy from you? Yes, it is a very personal question. If it makes you more comfortable, I can give you my answer first. I don't follow any gods, so I can share a bed with whomever I wish, whenever I wish. Oh, there's no need to be shy. I don't kink shame. Unless kink-shaming is your kink, then you're very naughty for that. You're so mysterious. Fine then, keep your secrets. I appreciate the work you've done all the same. Nothing brightens my day like hearing that you've returned from the field. And you always have good news for me. In fact, I hoped I could show you my appreciation. Putting down those rebels is so much work, and you're doing a lot for me. I can't bear the thought of you feeling that I'm taking advantage of you. At least taking advantage of you in a way that you wouldn't appreciate. I have a small collection of magical items that are very dear to me. They're set up like pieces in an art gallery. It's just stunning. On the 7th floor, I want you to have a long look through them after your dinner tonight. Let me know if anything catches your eye. It's about time I gave you a gift. Sound good? Perfect. Now, leave me, my dear paladin. I need to agonize over another letter to the Empress. The gallery will be open to you after you've washed and had your evening supper. I look forward to your thoughts. Like I said, all the items there are very personal to me. But I like the idea of you traveling with a little piece of me. Excuse me. Hey, can you hear me? You can hear me. I saw you stop walking. Oh, this is so exciting. Hi. I'm in the painting. The one on the far wall. Oh my god, I can't remember how to talk. Breathe. Oh, I don't breathe either. Be calm. Yeah, I'm to your left. Behind the giant jade vase. No, your other left. Are you left-handed? This is so exciting. I haven't been able to speak to anyone in a long time. Hello. How do you do? Pardon my curtsy, I'm a little rusty. Are you a thief? No, you look too comfortable here to be stealing something. I blew my chance with the last thief. I begged them to take me away and, but they got really scared and then they peed themselves and then they ran away. And then the puddle was there for a really long time. It was weird. I think I'm weird now. I'm sorry. Can I guess about you? I haven't guessed anything in a while. But you don't have a wedding ring on, and you're too well dressed to be a servant. Did you buy this manor? Are you the new owner? Oh, you're a paladin. Did you come to save me? I'm sorry, what? You're working for the sorceress that owns this manor? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. No, you don't want to work for her. I didn't realize you were hers. I wouldn't have spoken if I knew. You have such kind eyes, and I like the way you look. I haven't seen anyone in so long, let alone someone who is, good-looking. Name? Oh, my name. I am Lady Muse. May I have your name? Thank you. Introductions are important. I'd nearly forgotten. Can I ask you something? I know we just met, but can you please not tell anyone about me? The sorceress you work for will be furious. She thinks I'm dead, but I'm really just trapped here. I stand very still when she comes to admire her collection. She never even notices me breathing. You don't have to promise me anything. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but she'll kill me, so please don't. Why are you here in her gallery? I never thought I'd see a paladin here. She said you could take an item? Oh, she really likes you. No, really likes you. Are you courting each other? I don't think she would make a good wife. She hired you to put down rebels? Those aren't rebels. She's a usurper. A tyrant who married my father and murdered him in cold blood so she could rule his land. No, it's true. I saw it with my own eyes. You don't want to work for her. You're a paladin and she's very evil. How do you know I'm not lying? I'm not. Honest. I'm not sure I remember how to lie. I was never very good at it. Please, don't walk away. I want to keep talking to you. You're right. I mean, you're right to be questioning. I'm not sure how to prove it, though. I can tell you about the other magical items in here, though. Maybe once you see I'm telling the truth about them, you'll listen to my story. You were told you could have an item as a reward, right? There's only three of them that I think would really appeal to a paladin. I'll tell you all about them, okay? There's the obvious choice, behind that garnet statue. Yeah, the big silver warhammer. Yeah, the angel wings on the side are very beautiful, but it's not decorative. Yeah, you can make it weigh a lot or a little. So it's very good for peacefully subduing people or being devastating when you fight them. You know, versatility. There's also a pair of boots. They should be just to the right of my frame. Are they still there? Perfect. I know they don't look like much, but they let you fly short distances. Or they'll make sure you fall safely if you fall at all. Far enough to clear the manor grounds, it's enough to escape a failing battle, or a castle that's been captured. Remember, these are magical items collected by a noble. They're going to be very good for getting you out of trouble, rather than causing it. And the last item is a ring of suggestion. It's in the glass case beside you. I've stared at it for years, Isn't it beautiful? Once a day, it'll play a bit of music, and the person who hears it that isn't wearing the ring becomes very susceptible to one suggestion after. It's strong enough to work on someone like the sorceress who hired you. So, what do you think? Yeah, if you took the ring, you could ask her to free me. But she has other weaknesses. And there's a necklace she wears around her neck, and it contains much of her magic. You've noticed that she never takes it off. Please, you have to believe me. She's evil. And those can't be rebels that you're fighting. She must be hurting them. I know it. If you get her neck... Wait. She's coming. Ah, there you are. Did you enjoy my collection? Have you made a decision? Oh, don't tell me you were admiring that dusty old painting. I suppose the subject of the portrait was beautiful in her own way. But I've never cared for it. I should probably burn it. And that way I could use the frame for another painting. Ah, I wish I could make more small talk with you. Especially somewhere here that's so private. But I'm here because I just got another letter. My troops on the Western Front have their hands full. I'm so sorry, but I need you to leave tonight if you can. But at least you won't leave empty-handed. Which item did you want?